Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN, smarter energy to finish stronger, by VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shops, by EnduranceCon, coming up June 27th, 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. To purchase tickets, go to EnduranceCon.com. By our Challenged Athletes Foundation, our 27th annual San Diego Triathlon, coming up Sunday, October 18th. And check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com, and all of your favorite podcast apps. As always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, one of our favorite guys on the planet. If there's a marathon or an ultramarathon out there, he will be running it. His name is Mike Wardian. Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm great, man. How are you guys?
I'm spectacular. How fun was that going to Memphis and running in Memphis, the home of Elvis, in an Elvis outfit?
It was fantastic, man. I was actually just got a note from Susan today asking if I wanted to do it again, and I said, how quick can I say yes to that?
So, of course.
Yeah.
And so you were going after the world record, which is low 237, and you broke the world record in Vegas. As Elvis, and ran, what, 238.04? The record had been like 244, something along that line. And,
yep.
But you didn't just win it. You didn't just break the course, Elvis record. On the strip in Las Vegas, dressed as Elvis, you win Rock and Roll Las Vegas and break the record. How cool was that?
That was one of the highlights of my career, for real. That was unbelievably stunning. It was unexpected, and I still to this day don't believe that it happened, but hopefully we can do something similar in the near future.
So one of the things we're talking about is, for the first time ever, you're coming over to the infamous Catalina Marathon. First race there was 1978. It's 42nd annual coming up. The course record, Buffalo Bill McDermott set it in 1991, 239.58, and you're going after that record.
Yeah, I think I'll give it a try, man. I think it'll be really fun. I heard it's a pretty challenging course, but yeah, that's what I like to look for. You know, those type of things that give you the opportunity to kind of see what you're capable of, and you know, hopefully inspire other people along the way.
Yeah, and the cool thing about that event is 4,000 feet of climbing. 23.5 miles of trails. I'm assuming you like the trail side of that.
I definitely like the trail side. I think that's a really solid time based on that amount of climbing and running on trails. I'm hoping that if there's 4,000 feet of ascent, there's also a similar amount of descent. So, you know, hopefully I can, you know, make up some time from the climbs. And if it's like a lot of the races in California, they're kind of gradual, not as steep as the
right.
East Coast.
Yep.
So, you know, there should be some opportunity to kind of pick up some speed and hopefully, you know, average a good time. I think that's a little over 6 minutes per mile. So, you know, if I can get my fitness where I'd like it to be, I think it'd be fun to go after that record. And it's been there for a long time, and those are the kind of things I like to chase.
So it's coming up on March 14th. The website is runcatalina.com for our listeners. There's also a 10K, a 5K, and a kids run. And it was great that we got a chance to do this interview today, because you're off to Saudi Arabia tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going over to run an 83-kilometer race, so a little over 50 miles in the desert of Saudi Arabia. So I take off tomorrow, so I'm just running around town doing some last-minute things and trying to knock out a little bit of my work, since I still work full-time as an international ship broker. So trying to, you know, line everything up so that tomorrow is smooth, and then I can race hard on the weekend.
When did you realize that you were the type of guy who could run a 230, 221 marathon one day, and then the next day run a 231 and not really lose that much?
I think pretty early in my career, like the first year I did, I think, I did four marathons in a year, and each one I got a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
I wasn't running those kind of times. You know, I was running like 306 and then 254 and then 240. But as the races, as I stacked the races on top of each other, I realized I didn't really lose that much. And so it's one of those things where I just wanted to see if it was even possible. And then I was like, oh, actually, I really enjoy this. And this is something that, hopefully I can continue to do. And I've, that was 1996, so it's 2020 now.
Yeah.
So I've been really fortunate also to, have the same drive that I did then to keep improving and continue to evolve as an athlete and then continue to just be able to ask a lot of my body and have it be receptive to those demands.
So when you on a typical year, I don't think there is a typical year, but how many marathons you run in a year now?
So I think last year I ran 54 races and I ran 16 or 17 marathons.
Wow.
But I also, I got a little bit of a jump start because I did 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. And then at the end of that, I did 3 additional marathons to set a Guinness World Record for 10 marathons in 10 days. So, if you do 10 marathons in 10 days, you get a bit of a jump start on, the year.
How many Guinness Book records do you have now?
I don't know how many I have left, actually. So a lot of them I've set, and then people have thought they were cool and decided to try to break them. So,
right.
So I don't know. I'd say I probably have maybe one or two.
But you've set a bunch, right? You had pushing a baby jogger, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I set one pushing a baby jogger. I set one dressed as Elvis, obviously,
yep.
That you know about. I set one dressed as Spider-Man. I did the 10 marathons in 10 days, set the fastest time for 50 kilometers on a treadmill. So I've done quite a few. Actually, the treadmill record, I think, just went down like a week or so ago.
You got to go get it back. What the hell?
Yeah, that was a pretty legit time. So I'm excited. Mario Mendoza just ran that and broke it. So it was really cool to see. That's what I think is cool about it is a lot of these records, people set a long time ago. Kind of like I did an indoor world record on a 200-meter track. And then since then, that time is, I think when I broke it, it was like in the 230s, and now it's around like 216 or 217. So it's just a progression, and it's just cool to be a part of that.
Didn't you run a race with a blindfold on just to get a sense of what it's like to run blind?
I did, yeah. I also help guide and pace people that are physically challenged. And so one of the things you can do is run as a blindfolded runner. So you get a sense of, what a guide goes through and also like a sense of what the athlete is feeling. So I did that 2 times at the Boston BAA 5K before the Boston Marathon. And actually this year I'm going to be guiding this really amazing athlete, Chaz Davis, at the Boston Marathon. He's going to be running, aiming for 2 hours and 28 minutes.
Wow. Visually impaired.
Yeah. Visually impaired athlete. He's going to be trying to qualify for the Paralympic Games.
So having a real job is probably a blessing that you don't have to think, oh my God, what am I going to do next to try to make a living doing this?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a real gift. And sometimes it's, makes it really challenging just because, there are some of these bigger projects that I'd like to take on. And, I still have the responsibility of, the 9-to-5, getting stuff done and deadlines and being responsible for things. But I'm pretty fortunate and that my partner and I have some flexibility. And then also the clients that I work with are really invested in what I'm doing. So, it's definitely something that I enjoy, and I've been a ship broker since I started running, like in 1996. So, it's been one of those things where they've kind of grown together, and I never really expected to be a professional runner. And, I've been able to do both, and hopefully I'll be able to continue to do both and still try to meet my obligations and chase my dreams.
Speaking of chasing your dreams, you and the family just went to Africa. What was that experience?
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
That was probably one of our most magnificent trips ever. We just we just did 2 weeks in Tanzania, and it was an opportunity to kind of get to go on safari and see the animals up close and personal, and really just have some time together. And it was fantastic for me. It was kind of a nice training cycle, actually. You know, I had such a big year. It was nice to kind of get a chance to take a little bit of a break and still get a little bit of running in. And I was surprised Tanzania's at altitude, so I got a little altitude training in kind of on the fly.
With all the racing you do, are you able to train less because you're just going from race to race?
I'm able to build off the races for sure. I'm still doing quite a bit of training, and I do a lot of stuff in the gym and then also like during the week. But definitely I try to use races that can build on each other and then kind of take that momentum into the next event.
So Mike Wardian is going to be going after the Catalina Marathon course record. It's runcatalina.com, the marathon on March 14th, 10K, 5K, kids run. The record, Buffalo Bill McDermott, who I think won the event 12 or 13 times.
No pressure.
239.58 in 1991. Yeah, no pressure at all, Mikey. No biggie. And it's the coolest island on the planet. You're going to love running there. It's just, there's points where you see ocean on all four sides.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm really excited. Also, I heard that there's like wild boar and buffalo.
There are. It's a wildlife sanctuary, so there's Catalina, the Wrigley family from the chewing gum fame. They brought over buffalo there years ago. Actually, in the Chicago Cubs, that was their spring training facility, believe it or not, back in the day. But yeah, they wild buffalo, wild boar, foxes. It's a wildlife conservancy that you'll be running through.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I can't wait. I'm actually not quite sure which port to pick the bib up at.
You want to stay in Avalon for the night before, and take the boat over in the morning with all the rest of us. Yeah, that's, you want to sleep in a hotel. I don't think you want to camp out the night before. No, yeah, that's
okay.
Hey, well, Mikey, have a great trip to Saudi Arabia, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, my man. I'm so excited you're coming to Catalina. That's gonna be a blast.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Mike Wardian has been our guest again. We are brought to you by UCAN, smarter energy to finish stronger, by VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shops, by EnduranceCon coming up June 27th to 28th, Long Beach Convention Center. To purchase tickets, go to EnduranceCon.com. Check out any of our interviews at Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com, and all of your favorite podcast apps. As always, endurance lives here.